This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This week we saw the Democrats fall short in the special election in Georgia, the fourth contest since the president was elected where the Democrats have lost. Why can't the party win a race?
Well, first of all, Anderson, I think it's important to put those contests into a context. And the context is all of them are Republican seats. And Trump did, in most of those seats, did very, very well. And in fact, as I understand it, Democrats did much better than was the case in the last election. So I think what most objective observers feel is Democrats actually have the momentum, maybe not enough momentum right now to win in heavily Republican districts, but the momentum is with the Democrats.
Objective? Objective? Are you kidding me? What am I missing here?
Well, I mean, downhill is the momentum. And also, I mean, I think we're forgetting about the sage, this old little tidbit here. Remember this one?
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I think so. I don't think
it means what you think it means.
Exactly. Who are they convinced? Who are they trying to convince here? You know, it's like others on the Democratic side just say, we lost, you know. You either get the Super Bowl ring or you don't. I mean, that's it.
Well, here, if that's the spin that they want to go with, I can spin something my own way.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It was much closer when they went against the Republican Party's second stringer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Because the first stringer is doing something else, so...
Right.
The second string guy came out, and you lost to that. You sent what you felt was your best player out there,
mm-hmm.
and they lost. Right?
Right, exactly.
Because that's what happened in these.
well, like John Laboutelier said clearly, I mean, you know, Hassoff was so miscast. I mean, he didn't fit in into the Georgia culture and lifestyle. Karen Handel's there. She's established. She's got brand identification as far as her name, her constituency, and her experience right there in Georgia. Then you got somebody who is the ultimate carpetbagger coming to town, acting like he was all that.
Handel's lieutenant governor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, and here you go, you know, you got this outsider who comes in, but surprisingly, I mean, which should say something about the Democratic Party, that somebody from the outside, you know, with all this money could even make as much racket as he did and be able to, you know, capture a good number of the people there.
Here's a really good question. Why is he getting $20 million from outside of Georgia?
Exactly.
Like, how is that? What does Georgia have to do with California, right?
Well,
because that's
where
he got a ton of money.
Exactly. Well, all the Hollywood celebs and that poured out money. You know, You know, Nancy Pelosi raised a lot of money to drop into that, and Georgia said, "Hey, we're not going to be affected by outsiders. This is our state." We want representation that we know and trust, and they were able to overcome over 30 million. I mean, this whole deal, and of course, Karen Handel and the Republicans had to push back, and they didn't do 30 million, but still, you know, over 20 million, I think, or close to it.
The party that keeps raising the most money is the one that keeps talking about campaign finance reform.
Like, go figure, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, this is the hypocrisy of it all. But, you know, you point out the obvious. It's just too easy. It's such an easy target. But hopefully it's not so easy that people, you know, miss it. You know, it's kind of like, again, what we were talking with John Laboutelier, is that when you look at what the Republican Party is trying to do with health care, You know, think about it. There's no Cornhusker kickback. There's no special exemption. There's no bargaining and horse trading that's going into this at our expense. It's just a straight-up deal. It's either going to pass on its merits or it won't. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, sometimes it's okay to hit the pause button and think about where you're going. You know, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's Bill Martinez Live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rob Bell joins us now, New York Times bestselling author of Love Wins, What We Talk About When We Talk About God, The Zimzun of Love, and his most recent book, How to Be Here, iTunes named his podcast, The Robcast, Best of 2015. He's been profiled in New Yorker, toured with Oprah on her Life You Want tour, and in 2011, Time Magazine named him one of the 100 most influential people in the world. And he's right here spreading and continuing to stretch out his tentacles of influence even here on Bill Martinez Live. Rob, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you on. Let's talk the Bible, okay? That was one of the topics here. You know, what is the Bible?
It's an ancient library. So it's written by a massive number of authors, much written on three continents over probably 1,500 years. And it's written by a minority group of people who had been conquered by one superpower after another. So these people have strong opinions about weapons, wealth, empire. They have strong political views. So the book is actually far more about the kinds of things we're talking about in this world now than it is lofty, esoteric ideas about some other place.
Yeah, quite amazing the way it's documented, and that, as you mentioned, the vast number of authors most books are attributed to. And even to me, I find more fascinating is that over, you know, hundreds of years difference, and it's not like somebody's peeking over somebody's shoulder, but it's like, wow, they're feeling different parts of the elephant, maybe a little bit blindfolded here, I guess you might say, but it's still the elephant peeking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's also interesting is you can trace the development and evolution of thinking over the course of the Bible. So early on, it's very tribal-centric. It's us and our people defending, conquering, doing it in the name of our God. And then gradually these ideas began to take root of a tribe that serves and blesses other tribes, care for the widow, the orphan, and the immigrant among you. You can even trace these authors growing in their understanding of what a better world actually looks like.
Exactly. Well, and initially, as you say, to your point, Rob, is that it was about the chosen people. And then, you know, through Psalms and Proverbs, you begin to see the opening of the Gentile nations, that they were also part of the plan. Yes, you're chosen, but you're not the be-all and end-all.
Absolutely. It's as if the mark is how well does your tribe serve and bless other tribes, as opposed to just how much can you accumulate and how much can you dominate, which is a very sophisticated question that has huge implications that obviously goes from this particular tribe all the way to the ends of the earth.
Yeah. And Rob, you and I know experientially that as the Bible talks about, better to give than to receive, and you go, what? You know, depending on where you are in the spectrum, and going, I'm not sure I'm into that, until you start giving and you realize the blessing is in the giving, and that's what God does, you know, for his creation. He gave and keeps on giving, and he's blessed as a result of it. And, you know, we're blessed for receiving it, but he says, don't let it stop there. You know, it's a pass-through experience. The blessings that you get are the blessings you are to give.
Absolutely. It's as if this is how you keep your own goodness alive. Mm-hmm. Whatever you've been given, you ask, how do I pass this along? How do I participate in a larger flow? Because if I stop up the river, I'm going to stop the flow, and it's going to affect me as well as everybody around me negatively. And this is obviously one of those central things that keeps happening in the Bible, is this tribe keeps getting these reminders. It's not about you. It's about you being a light to the rest of the world.
Well, it's kind of like you say, I mean, you know, I went to Israel last year, and you go to the Dead Sea, right? And the problem, and there's a reason that it's dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I love that analogy, that the one sea is dead and the other one is living, and it's because of how they respond to the flow.
Exactly. It's where the flow is. So if you're not flowing, you might stink a little bit, just saying, you know. So you might want to consider that. So and beyond it, this is the way God works for us, is that it'll keep you from being cranky. You're going to be happy. We don't talk much about happiness. I think people would hope to be happier and fulfilled. And feel like, okay, you know, not that, you know, some of us are perfectionists and we strive for perfection, but I think even those would say, hey, look, am I better off today than I was yesterday? Am I better off this year than I was last year? Am I, you know, progressing here? And this is the thing that sometimes is counterintuitive in this world in which we live in, because we want to measure it based on the things we have instead of those rich spiritual qualities. And that's where I find the development, and that's where I find true happiness, is in those rich spiritual qualities when they're being realized.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you'd mentioned the book of Proverbs and the counterintuitive nature of wisdom, because in Proverbs, when it talks about people who have nothing, it often connects that with their generosity. Mm-hmm. You aren't generous, therefore you have nothing. And that the person who accumulates and has a lot, it's because they were so generous that it's as if the divine said, well, I can trust you with this because I know you're going to give it away. So here you go.
Yeah.
But that true wisdom often has a counterintuitive, whether it's happiness, peace, joy, there's often a counterintuitive dimension to it where you have to walk away from conventional wisdom of the culture, and you give, and that's how your needs are met.
Well, Rob, let me ask you, you know, besides Jesus, when you consider the real people and the stories in the Bible, what sticks out for you?
I love Ecclesiastes because it's as if I call the book of Ecclesiastes the wisdom after wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's as if the writer goes, you know what? You could die tomorrow. You could make tons of money and then you could die tomorrow and it could be handed to somebody who didn't work for it. The whole thing is pretty fragile. So today you should eat and drink and enjoy your life and be thankful for what you have. It's this, it's the wisdom for everybody who played by the rules and things still didn't go well. It's about almost the randomness of life. It's as if the writer of Ecclesiastes says, hey, this thing is really fragile. So today live the fullness of today, because you have no idea what tomorrow is coming. And that to me, that has shaped me in all kinds of ways.
Exactly. And I think also a good part of that is enjoy the work that you do. We're made to be fruitful and multiply. And to that end, that talks about productivity. You want to see people get real frustrated and cranky? Take the ability for them to be productive away from them and that will do them in, lickety-split. Rob Bell, good stuff here. Congratulations on the book. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Be linked on our website, available at all the usual places, correct?
It is, yes.
Well, Rob Bell, New York Times best-selling author. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you so much.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Father, I adore you, not lay my life before you. God,
like me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Melissa Francis, yes, we finally got together here. This has been a long time coming. It's because every time I see her, I go, well, she's supposed to be on with me. Well, no, she's on TV right now. She's doing. They have you nonstop busy, lady.
You know, I just can't possibly suck up enough airtime over here. I'm just, I have to have as much airtime as I possibly can. What can I say?
Well, it's just that you're so doggone good. You know, they know a good thing. Absolutely. Well, Melissa Francis, you know, we know her on Fox, but a lot of people are, you know, are growing to know more and more of your childhood, that you were a childhood star, Little House on the Prairie, and you grew up there, and since then gone on to author best-selling memoir, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, and anchored CNBC's Power Lunch, The Call, and On the Money. You currently host, they say, two daily business shows on Fox Business Network. But it's not only Fox Business Network, but Fox as well. I mean, I see you everywhere.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I mean, they're keeping me busy over here. They're making sure they get every dime out of me that they put in, so they put me on all day long. No, I'm kidding. I love it. I can't possibly get enough. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's funny. I sort of remade myself as a television journalist, and I've been in this career since I graduated from college. I don't want to calculate those years because, you know, I'm trying to pretend like I'm much younger than I am, although the Internet has sort of ruined that. But I would say I was on Outnumbered not too long ago, and that's our noontime show. We sit around a couch on Fox News Channel, and people come by, and they tap on the window like we're goldfish, and, you know, we swim over to the sides to say hi to them. And on the way out of the studio, we walked through this breezeway, and there are kind people who stop there and want to take pictures and all that kind of stuff, and we're so appreciative to see them. But somebody sat me one day and said, you know, will you sign my book? And I said, you're going to be so disappointed when you see my name. The ladies coming out behind me are a lot more famous. And she said, oh, no, I know you. You're the Little House on the Prairie one. Oh. And it kind of struck me that this is this thing that I've been, you know, trying to prove I'm bigger than for so long. You know, I had this career in Hollywood. It was more than 100 commercials. I started when I was six months old. I did movies and TV shows and all this stuff. And I realized I learned so many great things.
Exactly.
And I've led my life based on those principles. Why am I trying to get away from it? Instead, why don't I write it down, make it into a survival guide, and give it to my kids?
Well, exactly.
Through life.
Well, did you think the lady wasn't going to notice the bonnet that was on your head as you were walking down the hallway?
The metal pail.
Yeah, a little bit of a giveaway is all, you know. But, you know, what a great run for you. And to be around somebody like Michael Landon as well. And he's all part of, you know, your book, Lessons from the Prairie. I mean, some great stories that remind us of our humanity and the precious things of life that come out in your book.
It's really true. You know, I mean, he had a lot of issues or whatever in his personal life. I mean, I don't want to deny that. I don't know what really happened. You know, I always saw him on the cover of The Enquirer. But what I know of him was as one of the most tremendous leaders and bosses I've ever met. I mean, he led by example. He was incredible. He realized to make a mint in Hollywood, you had to own the show, write it, produce it, direct it, create it, star in it. He was the first one there in the morning. He was the last one to leave at night. He rolled up his sleeves and he worked at least as hard as everybody else. He was no diva. He was buddies with the crew. His dressing room was small. And by example, ours was too. If it was good enough for him, it was good enough for us. But he treated the person behind the camera, the person doing the makeup, the person driving the truck, with at least as much respect and dignity as everybody else, as the people in front of the camera. And he really taught me, you know, to work with pride. Feel proud of the job that you're doing. Work as hard as you can. Contribute with a group. Respect your coworkers. And that feeling, that thrill that you get, and that feeling of power and independence when someone outside the family pays you for a job well done, you go, wow.
Exactly.
I can make my way in this world. So empowering. And it was a lesson that I learned really early. And it was different from other sets. You know, I mean, it wasn't just the job, because I was on, you know, like I said, I started when I was 6 months old. I was on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sets in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And this one was unique. And I learned such amazing lessons that I'm desperate to impart among my children. that I wrote them down really for them. I mean, it's 9 or 10 bite-sized lessons in the book that you can read. It's the chapters in any order. I try and make it funny and entertain you. You'll laugh. I mean, I'm very self-deprecating. You'll laugh at all the pies to the face I've taken in my lifetime. But the lessons are the things that I am desperate for my children to know. And I really wrote it for them and for talk radio listeners. I mean, you talk radio listeners are the smartest people out there. I mean, you guys are listening with your mind. When you watch television, there's the visual element. If you're sitting there listening to the words on your radio, music is beautiful, but you're listening to thoughtful conversation. You are really intellectual. You are really hungry for stuff. You would love this in particular.
Well, you're engaging a dimension on radio that somehow is robbed when you see it visually, and that is that you're engaging the imagination. The true core of people's creativity and emotions is right there. And so this is what I love about being in the radio business. It's been 45 years of my life. And, you know, so and it's cool to see and for you to take these nuggets that you've picked up along the way, and it is about, you know, happiness, and I was kind of I guess surprised that it was a surprise, you know, these surprising secrets, and maybe it's they're only a surprise because they're kind of things that we've known, but we just don't really take it, you know, we kind of take them for granted a little bit, so it's good that we're reminded. So remind our audience of some of these surprising secrets that you talk about.
I mean, let me hit on a few quickly. You know, when I wrote my first book, it was about overcoming a blessed and challenging childhood. And a lot of people wrote to me and said they had the exact same experience that I did. When I read their experience, it was kind of nothing like what I went through. But what was common was that they were brought to their knees by life. I mean, really brought to their knees. And I think every one of us has been there at some point or another, and you have to figure out how to scrape your bones up off the ground and keep going. I've come up with a formula to turn disaster into your golden opportunity. And what I mean by that is where you end up in a place better than where you are knocked down from. And I came by this formula the hard way by having to do it myself a number of times. And I've gone out, I've given speeches on it, and you know, people write to me later and say it changed their lives. I tell you very easily how to do it in the book. I show you examples of how I've done it. But I also talk about things like, you know, I mean, we are all so hard on ourselves. And I think that one of the negative externalities of this lean-in culture is that we feel so much pressure to always press harder and always feel bad about kind of where you are rather than stopping and enjoying it and counting your blessings. And I say, don't lean in. Sit down and take a load off. Maybe have a glass of wine. Congratulate the person next to you. Give yourself a hug. And take account of what you have achieved. And I don't mean don't work really hard, because obviously I work so hard in my life. But there's a point that you have to celebrate what you have and also not kind of push yourself to false examples. You know, there are no supermen and women. You know, if you see Superwoman, strangle her with her fake cape, because it's not real. It's not real. We've got to give ourselves a break. And there's also, you know, don't try not to be a lunatic if at all possible. You know, when we drive ourselves crazy by being jealous of the person next to you, envious of the coworker who's getting more than you, rather than focusing on yourself, not only what you have, but doing your job well. You know, you can be your own worst enemy. It's hard to understand those concepts very quickly. If you read them and you read how I've made the mistakes in those territories, you'll kind of see it for yourself, I think. But really, I think one of the best lessons is how to come back from disaster. I really have a foolproof way to do it.
Well, Melissa, I appreciate your heart and your vulnerability, your openness to share these golden nuggets, lessons from the prairie, the surprising secrets of happiness, success, and sometimes just survival that you learned on America's Favorite Show. Melissa Francis, thank you so much. The book, congratulations on it. It is available at all the usual places. And, of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000.
If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
You might have testified, if you believe.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. All opinions welcomed, because this is what free speech is all about. Speaking of which, a lot of discussion regarding refugees, and we've talked about, I guess one of the considerations that are out there, just instead of just shipping people thousands of miles away from their homeland and bring them here to America or anywhere else, is there something else to consider here with refugees, that where they might be better served, and instead of thinking so egotistically that America is the be-all and end-all and the answer to their problems? I mean, after all, we're supplanting them, because of conditions, okay, to come here to get a reprieve. We may look at it as an incredible opportunity, but for them, you're missing your homeland. You're missing the things that you grew up with. All the culture and everything else that they come in, and is there a better way to consider, as this discussion has been, breathing in this country? Some people have taken exception and think, okay, well, you're trying to be an isolationist. No, I think we're starting to realize that we need to consider, the refugees, and from the refugees' point of view, it's not always
easy just to say, hey, we'll bring them to America, especially in some cases when some of these refugees say, you know, I don't want to come to America. And you think, well, why would you not want to come to America? We're just so great and awesome. The fact of the matter is their culture. This is where they grew up. So our next guest, Vicki Davis, who was a systems analyst and programmer working on corporate and government computer systems, became an internet researcher and writer documenting the redesign of government systems to integrate and convert these systems to functions across local, state, national, and international boundaries. The result of the integration of the systems of government across boundaries and borders will be a global police system of surveillance and control. In other words, a global technocratic tyranny is what we are potentially on the verge of. Vicki Davis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, did I put this in the proper context in terms of the work that you're doing and what you see happening here, not only in the United States, but dare I say around the world? We've been studying technocracy for a number of years ourselves.
Yes, you did. And what I've found in my research is that what's happening here is also happening in other countries, but people don't see it because they, first of all, they don't really look at other countries in that way. Mm-hmm. And secondly, because there are cultural differences to the way that these systems are being implemented and what their government is doing to force these globalist systems on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from that standpoint, we are not unique. And if you only look at what's happening in the United States, you miss the bigger picture that it is a global agenda and the global police state is being built.
Exactly. And the thing to consider here, Vicki, as well, is it's a small minority of people that are pulling the levers here, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's essentially a global corporate management system that's mm-hmm. being implemented. And you know how these large corporations can control, you know, so many assets, so many resources, so many people. Well, at the global level, it works the same way, you know, through associations.
Mm-hmm.
They really work through the State Department and through associations of intergovernmental networks and NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really quite brilliant how they've done all of this and managed to keep it away from the majority of people. But then it's occurring at the administrative level of government, which most people don't really look at anyway.
Exactly. Well, because administrative levels of any organization, it's not very sexy. You know, I mean, it just kind of happens there. And in this particular case, it has all been so subtle. I mean, it's that typical metaphor of the frog in the boiling water. You know, it's just everybody thinks that they're out there, you know, sunbathing, enjoying the warm water. And it's just incrementally the heat is being increased to such a degree that the system itself will be overwhelmed. The people will be overwhelmed. And they say, I have no other alternative but to just go along with the system because it's already fixed. And this is what we've been concerned about as well, is that, you know, this has taken some time. But when you consider the technocratic players and where they are right now integrated in all these different systems and governments, and don't you love that kind of benign term NGO? It seems so benign, but little are you aware of what NGOs are doing.
Oh, they are really dangerous operatives is what they are, because they bring the socialist agenda to your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
They lobby your local government, and they bring the global agenda just right to you.
Mm-hmm.
And but because you usually have, you know, some of your neighbors or friends might be involved with that NGO, it kind of seems benign, but it is anything but benign.
Exactly. Well, these local governments are so vulnerable right now. Almost at every turn, you look around and they're running short on cash. Many are bankrupt. And you have a technocratic operation that comes in and says, I got just what you need. You need money. I got a checkbook. How much do you need? Well, and it seems, right? I mean, you know, so it is, in a sense, it's nothing's really changed, you know, from the old days. It just has kind of a new coat of paint on it. The mechanics are basically the same. You find an institution in need, you've got the answer, and you can have your way with them.
That's right. And it was set up to be able to do the very thing that they're doing now, which is basically replacing our population or diluting us. The EB-5 visa program was set up, and it essentially sells American citizenship in exchange for investment money.
Exactly.
And the transportation system that's being built, I don't know if you watched these congressional hearings, but the plan is to basically sell American assets in exchange for cash to build the transportation system. So all of these things have been set up to take our country down is what it looks like from my point of view. You know, other people might say, no, it's just opening us up, you know, creating an open global society or whatever. Mm-hmm. But from my point of view, it's taking our country down.
Well, explain to our audience, because, you know, some have heard about these visas and that it has become a pay-to-play kind of scam, and it has opened the doors. I mean, we talk about an immigration system that's broken, and this is part and parcel to the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that legislation was passed in 1992, I believe, and it was designed to be able to bring in when the Soviet Union collapsed, there were all kinds of scientists and engineers and things mm-hmm. that they thought, you know, well, those people will sell their knowledge.
Exactly.
To the bad guys if we don't bring them over here.
Yeah, this is almost kind of a post-World War II type of scenario one more time, right?
Exactly. And all my research goes back that the starting gun was set off in 1990 with the reunification of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And you can track it from that point. The whole, the drivers of history, internationalism,
right.
Automation, which is a computer system, and environmentalism.
Well, Vicki, look at it. I tell you, we got to go to break. Let's put a pause right now. We'll be right back with Vicki Davis. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Cataracts affect more than 24 million Americans over age 40, but many may not fully understand the emotional side of the condition. A new survey from Alcon of about 1,300 people age 60 and older who have had cataract surgery found that cataracts can make people feel annoyed, frustrated, or old. Dr. Lawrence Woodard, medical director at Omni Eye Services in Atlanta and a paid Alcon consultant.
Most people get cataracts at some point in life. It's a natural part of aging. Cataracts can take an emotional toll as you lose the ability to see the rich color and detail of life. But there are treatment options available that can correct cataracts and may reduce the need for glasses at the same time. The Alcon survey found that many respondents agreed they felt happier or more satisfied with their lives after cataract surgery. And you can too.
Make your vision a priority this month. Visit mycataracts.com to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I want people to think about our politics here today in America. Because I'm telling you guys, I don't know of a single nation in the history of the world that's been able to solve its problems when half the people in the country absolutely hate the other half the people in that country. And I want everybody to understand at the end of the night, this is not a partisan issue. It really is not. Turn on the news and watch these parliaments around the world where people throw chairs at each other and punches. And ask yourself, how does that make you feel about those countries? It doesn't give you a lot of confidence about those countries. Now, I'm not arguing that we're anywhere near that here tonight, but we're flirting with it. We're flirting with it in this body, and we are flirting with it in this country. We are becoming a society incapable of having debates anymore. In this country, if you watch the big policy debates that are going on in America, no one ever stops to say, I think you're wrong, I understand your point of view, I get it, you have some valid points, but let me tell you why I think my view is better. I don't hear that anymore. Here's what I hear almost automatically, and let me be fair, from both sides of these debates. Immediately, as soon as you offer an idea, the other side jumps and says, the reason why you say that is because you don't care about poor people, because you only care about rich people, because you're this or you're that or you're the other. And I'm just telling you guys, we are reaching a point in this republic where we're not going to be able to solve the simplest of issues, because everyone is putting themselves in a corner where everyone hates everybody. And I understand when I see my colleagues stand up and say something I don't agree with, I try to tell myself, look, I don't understand why they stand for that, but I know why they're doing it, because they represent people who believe that. And I am so grateful that God has allowed me to be born and to live and to raise my family in a nation where people with such different points of view are able to debate those things in a way that doesn't lead to war, that doesn't lead to overthrows, that doesn't lead to violence.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
A little bit of Marco Rubio wisdom there, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, he diagnosed the situation that's, is in today's America. And the opportunity we have is to see if we can generate some bridges where a conversation and a true exchange of ideas can take place. This is what Bill Martinez Live is all about, as we bring experts on the show to give you information that is wholesome and true. No fake news here, okay? We do everything we can, to be mindful of that, because there's enough fake news running around. Vicki Davis is with us right now to continue our conversation about, what is happening with the refugee program. And she was giving us a little bit of a history. I love history, Vicki. So I always want to consider the genesis of a system. And you say, as far as technocracy is concerned, let's go back and, we don't have to go back that far, to think about where it all began. And you say it began with Germany.
Well, technocracy itself goes way back,
mm-hmm.
but where they actually began to remove the borders of our country to where you could track the beginning of standing up a global governing system, I pinpoint 1990 as that year,
mm-hmm.
because that's when the Cold War ended and the German reunification happened. And if you, I don't know how old you are, but if you remember all those images of people running from East Germany to West Germany.
Oh, no, exactly. No, I grew up during that period of time. I mean, I'm a boomer, so I go back a ways.
Okay. The stories that we got were that those people were running towards freedom. But in my research, I have now determined for myself that what was actually happening is that communists were rushing the West. But it was presented to us in a way that they were running towards freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in terms of building this global technocratic tyranny, that's a good starting point,
mm-hmm.
because it was the end of the Cold War and now they're trying to unify East and West.
Exactly. Well, what happens, it was like a release of a virus. I mean, we have retired U.S. Marshals that have gone time and again through these refugee experiences. And they say, Bill, all of a sudden our work intensifies because all the illegal activity comes along with the refugees. It's as if they're carriers of all this, social malware, so to speak. And it impacts our society, and even now more so because we seem to be so lax. You know, the culture has been impacted to think that, you're not welcoming if you just don't leave your borders wide open. And, of course, now we're saying, we've gone through enough experience. Is there a better way in which to, which to handle this? Or do we continue to allow ourselves to be subjected to refugees who come here and they're not here to necessarily assimilate and add to the proposition of America. And I'm not saying all across the board, but yet there's enough of them percentage wise, like what you cited here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, what's been going on there with the Middle Eastern refugees.
Oh, yeah, I think that was an error in there. It's Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, Twin Falls, Idaho. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
We have a community college here, and it's the community college that is actually doing the resettlement of refugees. And the lead agency of it, of the state, is a public health contractor that is working through the community college to resettle these refugees. And they're coming from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
Not all of the bad places in the world, let me just say that,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that's, by definition what a refugee is. They're leaving a bad place, but it's changing the culture of our town, and there's really no discernible benefit other than that people that are connected to the college are making money on it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's benefiting, but at what expense? I mean, in this particular case in Twin Falls, you're talking about roughly 2,400 refugees. Now, on the surface, it doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you consider the city's only 44,000 population base, or that since 9/11, you're looking at about 44,000 people there in Twin Falls. 2,400 people, I mean, that can take over a zip code, can't it?
It sure can, and they do concentrate in areas. So
And that's natural. That's a natural. That's a natural geographic, demographic, axiom that birds of a feather flock together. So that's sure. That would be the case, certainly. Yes.
But they're also placing. They also get preferences for jobs and for subsidized housing and all kinds of stuff, pushing the American people down on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So they get all the benefits of living in America, and Americans really aren't getting any, not anymore. But what it appears to be is that, when we think of communism, it's always redistribution of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they are doing at the global level is redistributing poverty, which of course diminishes our wealth overall
right.
in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spending a lot of money to resettle these refugees here. I heard a figure of $5,000 a year to resettle a refugee in this country for about 6 years it takes, whereas it would be a fraction of that if they resettled them in their own country.
If they found safe zones. And the fact of the matter is that I believe that that's where they want to be, Vicki. This is where they grew up. I mean, could you imagine all of a sudden you're being displaced and you were sent over to Europe because that's what the big government thought that was in your best interest to do? And you're going, well, is there some way, is there some safe area, some safe zip code I can stay in so I'm somewhat closer to my hometown until you guys get this squared away?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, I've traveled a little bit, and there isn't any country that I visited that I would want to live in, for more than a year or two,
mm-hmm.
if that even. Some of them I was glad to get out of. But,
and the tough thing about refugees when they come here, I mean, what we're picking up on, and of course, it's the downside. I mean, you got culture clashes that go on, especially when you have certain groups of people that do not respect women, they don't respect minorities. We've got all kinds of illegal activity, abuses, sex slavery that goes on. I mean, it's incredible, but it's part and parcel. Which these U.S. Marshals who I've spoken with continuously over the years, they say this just comes with refugees because they're not used to this culture and they feel like, okay, they can bring, the Middle East here and, they're used to living their life and making decisions based on where they came from, not to where they're visiting.
Right, exactly. And plus, it's a tremendous cost on local people.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to an elementary school teacher, and she said that in their school, the children are speaking 23 different languages.
Oh.
And, how do they expect that the taxpayers of Idaho can afford that?
Mm-hmm.
And then back in about 2006, there was some rules that came through the Idaho legislature that said that if English is not a child's first language, they could be classified as a child at risk. Well, if they are a child at risk, that qualifies them and their whole family for the full boat package of social benefits, social programs.
Exactly.
Right. Psychologists and healthcare and the whole thing, and so that's one of the hidden costs that nobody really is talking about is the social services.
Exactly.
Cost.
Well, Vicki, we got to put a wrap on it, sadly, but we need to have you back and do some more follow up on this. Keep up the great work. Appreciate it, Vicki Davis on Bill Martinez Live.
Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water.